South Carolina, license plate LYJ354, Subaru, South Carolina, LYJ354.
Please move for me right away.
Open our being to you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you are our person.
Amen.
You are this all-inclusive spirit in us.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, this morning, all the glory to you.
Amen.
Amen. The bountiful, the all-inclusive spirit will put this together. Amen. This week, the enjoyment is so rich. So many points to share,
mm-hmm.
And I want to begin with this a full recovery of the church life. The church life, the full recovery, will be consummated in this age. It will be today. We are living in the reality of the church life. So be encouraged, saints. Because this is according to the Bible, this is scriptural, that today we're living in the age of church. It's not after church of age, because that would be the age of kingdom. It's this age that we will have the full recovery of the church life. How do we have the full recovery of the church life, right? You may ask. The key is the Jesus Christ. He is the one that will get us together. He is our common ground. He is our oneness. There's five aspects of Christ. First, he is the new man creating Christ. Praise the Lord. On the cross, his death is not just for salvation, release, but to consummate this all-inclusive spirit so that he can come into us, to be our person, to be the life within us. If we drink this life, we will never thirst. You know, I like this example used by many saints before. You know, if we likened the old man as a kerosene, and we likened the new man, which is our Christ Jesus, as the electricity, we want to use that electricity, don't we, to turn on the light. No longer we need to depend on our natural man. We have this new man in us. How glorious, how wonderful. Praise the Lord. And he is the all things heading up Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. I enjoy this point that was brought out from the brother in the Thanksgiving conference message, that we should never, no one can take away the headship of Christ by telling people what to do. You know, all of us, even the little children, you know, from birth, we are trained to be independent. We're trained to be do things in ourselves. But that's something we need to put behind. We as Christian, we need to live to Christ. There's always two persons in our being struggling, the old man and the new man. Again, when we enjoy the Lord, the new man will spread from our spirit into our heart. And we come together, we expressed from our spirit through our heart, because the Lord is our person. He is heading us up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is the gift-making and gift-giving Christ. Ephesians 1:22 says, "The Christ is the head over all things to the church." This too is marvelous. It means transmit. All God has accomplished in Christ now is in us, is our possession. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? Such a revelation, you know? We stand upon his merit. Everything is God. Glory to God.
Amen.
He is the homemaking Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Today, our Christ is no longer homeless. He has a home in our heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
You know, this comes to my main burden, that we need to give our full cooperation to the Lord, to live a priestly living. Saints, although there's two persons in our being, our living is one, it only express one person, and that person is Christ. I want to share a few verses in the scripture. Romans 15:16 talks about we are priests of gospel of God. 1 Peter 2:5 says we are a holy priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9, a royal priesthood. We are a call out race.
Amen.
Saints, be encouraged. We are chosen. We are cleansed sinners. We're still sinful and we are actually sin.
Amen.
But be encouraged. The Lord Jesus has consummated everything on the cross, become a life-giving spirit, and now we are one with God again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, how do we live this priestly living, you may ask? Is by prayers. We need to pray, saints. We need to constantly have fellowship with the Lord. And the best way to do that is prayers, to talk with the Lord. He is in us. You know, he is so worthy. We should praise him unceasingly, because today we can enter into the Holy of Holies to touch this hidden manna that's in this golden pot. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know, in the Old Testament, the priest has to have so many trainings, and it's designated not everybody can be a priest or even a high priest. But today in the New Testament, we are priesthood. It's corporate. Every one of us, we are priests. Of course, you know, life getting to the way. Sometimes, just my last point. You know, we may get discouraged, but you know, the highest life grows actually the slowest. You know, the mushroom grows really fast. The life that we have now in us is the highest life. It's the God's life. It takes time, but as long as we have a heart like David's, we have a heart loving the Lord, that we don't need to do anything. God will do something in us. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For the recovery of the church life. It's a happy and joyful life. We just come as we are. We come to the church life, you know, receive the Christ as our life, and he is the person in us, so we can worship and partake of him. Just like Israel said, in this winter training, Levitica tell about the in Exodus, Moses called the Israel from Exodus. And this 25:8, he wanna make a sanctuary. So this is the heart, God's heart desire. And he designed all what he wants. But this also in the New Testament too. We are today, it's recovery the church life. Just like this related to John 12, 23 and 24, the hour is come. I say the hour has come. The grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, and abide a lot of fruit. So this we are. So we can just come as we are, and he is the head, and we are the church. So Christ is our life, and church is our living. So this is really important. Because the Lord needs a habitation. He does not dwelling place. He want to make us a one for he to dwell in us. The God mingle with the man. From our spirit to develop, just the sister Alice said, to develop to our heart, develop to all our being. But now we are on the process. Doesn't matter. We just come. The Lord have his way. Because we can do nothing. Just Israel said, we will do it, but we can do nothing. But Christ as the burnt offering, we can take as he is our burnt offering. So everything we can do in him. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I really was struck with a line from the suggested reading this week. When we take Christ as our life, as our person, and as our everything, okay, when we take Christ as our life, as our person, and as our everything, this Christ within us will require the proper church life. In fact, the Christ in us will become the church life. Christ both requires and becomes the church life. And I was pondering over this, and I realized as we experience Christ in all in our daily living, in so many little aspects, you know, as the brothers were saying, when the Lord touches you to text someone or to call someone, or, you know, sometimes the Lord says, don't say that to your coworker, don't start kvetching with them, because everybody loves to kvetch. you know, as we have these little experiences with the Lord, you realize that it's not just for yourself, and it's not so you become this very spiritual pillar, but actually it brings you more to the church life. I realized as I experienced the Lord more, then the Lord's like, you need to be with the saints more. And I'm like, Lord, I don't have any time. But amen, okay, I'm gonna find a way to be with the saints. So, you know, they go together. And in this matter with Leviticus, we see that, like, with all the offerings, it's just Christ. What we experience of Christ, we just offer back to God. And that's offering together, right, when we're in the meetings. So, again, these matters are interlinked. You know, as you experience Christ, you get more body experiences. You realize you're part of the body, and you need the body, and you need to be in the body. And actually, when you're with the saints, that makes you the happiest. I don't know. In my experience, I'm happiest when I'm with the saints. So the more I experience Christ individually, the more we're brought together corporately to experience and to enjoy this church life corporately. I really appreciated that we sang Splendid Church Life. It is splendid. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that when you're doing services, but you realize when you're enjoying the Lord and when everything flows out of the enjoyment, it's splendid. Everything's splendid. No matter if you're cleaning bathrooms or arranging chairs or putting banners up in the training and all that stuff, it's splendid, because Amen. This is the church life, and this is where the Lord is getting what he needs.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the church life.
Amen.
We don't just go to church, but we need to live a church life. I think in the past I realized that this word life means it doesn't just, it's not a religious gathering. The church life has something to do with our living. This week I was touched that this life is not my natural life. This life is Christ as our life. So in the church life, we're still in need of recovery, because it's very easy for us to live in a natural way. Even in a church setting, we're with one another, but we may still live according to our natural man. And that then there's friction, there's offense going on. It all because we're not living according to Christ, but we're living still very much in our natural life. So this week, as we started this training on Leviticus, I was helped quite much to see that this book, the whole book of Leviticus, is a book of training. You know, in the book of Exodus, God brought his people out of Egypt and on the way to the good land to build up the temple and the city for him as his expression on the earth. But there's the need of this book of Leviticus. And this book begins with God speaking in the tent of meetings, instructing his people to do this, to do that, to offer the offerings, how they should offer offerings, and all in many details. So I was touched with this definition of the training that we heard in the messages, that training is learning not to do things in a natural way, but to be supplied and equipped according to God's instruction and how to live a proper holy life among God, his people. So training is not to do things in a natural way. We all need trainings. You know, we need training with appreciating hymns. We need trainings in reading the Bible. You may say, well, I can read the Bible. I have an eye. I have a mind. Why can't I just read the Bible myself? Or I can sing the hymns. Why do I need training in the hymns? Because saints, I feel that we all are used to do things in the natural way. So we are in the church life. We're in one another. But we're all here learning not to live according to our natural life, but to live Christ. And that the result of that living will be a proper church life for the glorification of the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to follow Brother Frank. Start out, this life is not our natural life. The Lord wants, somebody said we have two persons in us. This natural person needs to die, but only we can make our natural person die. And the Lord has a lot of help, a lot of help, a lot of help. We could be living with brothers and they may say, do it this way, and we have our own way of doing it. The enemy is heading up our natural life. If we can get a grip on that, it helps, and I say we, I'm included in this. It helps us to see that I need another life. That life is waiting to manifest himself through me. Yes, through asking, and yes, he can speak to us. But unless we're ready to die, he's not going to continually exhibit his life and express his life in us. So what I'm going to say now, and I'm going to make it brief. I have my time on. Okay. We have spouses. We have family members. We have associates at work. If we don't have the Lord's voice, and someone says this one, this even scripture is about submitting ourselves to one another. If we keep that, the life will come. The Lord is after us killing our natural life and saying no to our natural life, looking for another way, and he'll be there. If we keep denying ourselves, he will appear. It's not just going to be obeying this, what our spouse wanted or our co-worker wanted. He's going to come in, and as somebody said, he's going to come in and lead us. He's going to head us up in all things.
I have a disease called diabetes. How many people has that? I realize I'll be sitting here in the winter, you know. I'll be sitting here in long meeting and stuff. My extremity gets numb. It gets numb. No blood supply goes there. And when the brothers were on the podium, you can tell they truly had enjoyed their portion. And when they were sharing with us, there was such joy, whether it be clam digging or the Lord one. You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Clam digging or Israel had this, we need to have joy, right? He used sanctified, holy and clean, right? And joy. And I was thinking about how we enjoy so much training, right? In Leviticus, there's a lot of training going on. You have to do this, this burnt offering, and you can't cut this way, you have to cut that way. You know, a lot of little things. But unless the whole congregation, I shouldn't put it that way, all the Christians come together and receive this wonderful church life, receive all those riches, yeah, part of us, the circulation is not reaching. So the only way the blood can flow there is for us to continue to exercise, okay? If the Lord touch you with something, come up and share. And that joy is, you know, is spilling over. And people can receive what you enjoy and be humble. Because the only way the Lord have a way with us is when we don't think we're anything. One other sentence was used, we're a member of the body. No less, no more. We're all members of the body, okay? And one other sister, when she passed away, she had diabetes too. When she passed away many years ago, all her limbs were cut off because it was growing gangrene, because the blood was not reaching, okay? So my point, what's the point? The point is, we need to be humble, ready to receive other people's enjoyment. But we also need to not to think more highly of ourselves, okay? Do not come up here and lecture people. People get turned away. If you lecture people, you see them. They get up and they leave. That was the extremity of the body. We cannot lose them. So come up with enjoyment. Share what you experience. Okay? I don't want to lecture anybody. I of all people, I was a teacher for so many years, right? I like to talk and talk down to people. And I know that's very not well received, especially among my family members. They can tell you. Nobody likes to be told what to do. But people like to say, like a wedding cake. In the wedding, everybody wants a piece of that wedding cake. And let's all join in, enjoy the Lord, and the rich, the Lord's rich can be to the whole body. The circulation can reach everybody.
Praise the Lord, Kenny. I want you to know I prayed for you the other day, so I'm really encouraged to see you here. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, the church life, the recovery of the church life, this is this week's topic. And I really didn't feel I had much to share, but the Lord kept nudging me. So I said, what am I going to share? Kept nudging me, and I sat there until, well, the last minute. He said, get up and read from the expanded morning watch. So I'm going to read a little bit and share a little bit with you. This is suggested readings from Tuesday. What is the Christian life? What is the church life? The Christian life is not a religious life. It is a life that is Christ himself lived out through us. You know, many years ago, when I came into the Lord's recovery, I said, wow, I want to function. I want to go to the meetings. I want to read all the ministry books. I want to read all the life studies. And so I proceeded to do all these things. And I must say I hit a wall, right? Because eventually I realized what I was doing was just activity-focused and not the life of Christ being lived out through me. There is a difference in terms of the recovery of the church life and trying to live the church life in our own effort and in ourselves. Praise the Lord for the ministry. May the Lord be merciful to all of us, that we would be brought back to the reality of seeing that the church life is just Christ himself being lived out through us. And what is this for? Is it just for Michael to live a victorious, superabounding Christian life, victorious life? No. The reading says this life is for a definite purpose. That is for building up of the church as the body of Christ. Simply speaking, this life is for the church. So your gospel preaching, you're shepherding the new ones, you're going out to recover the dormant ones. This life is for the church. Well, what does this involve? And this is the hard part for me. This involves remaining on the cross all the time. Even to get up here is a going to the cross, dear saints, right? Who wants to come up here and speak nonsense or gibberish? I certainly don't. So my good speaking life needs to go to the cross so that the Lord could speak out through me. If we have this realization when we come up here, it's not us speaking, but the Lord speaking out through us, it's a little different, right? You're kind of released. But praise the Lord Jesus. We need to be those that learn to live the crucified life. Not an easy thing for me who thinks I'm so smart, so wonderful, so perfect, so good. All of that had to go to the cross. And very embarrassing sometimes situations for me. I can share, years ago I got up here to speak, and 2 minutes into my speaking, the Lord just shut my mouth because I was speaking pure gibberish and nonsense. But praise the Lord, we need to learn the lesson to allow the Lord to speak out through us. Amen. May the Lord bring us all into this reality, saints. And I don't want to say everything is just all of you coming up here to speak. That's the church life. It's not. There are many dear saints that I see functioning in a hidden way, caring for others, caring for the elderly, shepherding new ones, going out and preaching the gospel. This is the church life, right? But in Christ and through Christ and for Christ and not for ourselves. Praise the Lord for the recovery of the church life. May we all be brought more into its reality.
I was encouraged that Sister Elizabeth said, just bring the share what you enjoyed with a humble mind. Yes, Lord, give me the humble mind and cover my English also. I want to share the little portion I enjoyed about church life. And in the past, before I really dive in my whole being in church life, I cannot say I have a church life. You know, I thought the church life is a part of my daily life. But continue to pursue the truth and the Lord's recovery, this ministry, and church life is, before the church life is a part of my daily life, but now my daily life is a part of a church life. It is changed, which is more focused on the church life. Actually, the brother shared that, what is the church life? Church life is a continue to fellowship with the Lord vertically and horizontally. So to me, by my understanding, is vertically, is I come to the world every morning and pursue the ministry message each day and come to the meeting, and that is vertically. And horizontally, I come to the meeting, attend the meeting. It's horizontally, the fellowship with one another. And we hear the others sharing, and I share. And so this is a horizontal fellowship. Also, it's a vertically and horizontally, it's healthy church life. That's what my understanding. The last Friday, it was the last day of my job. I'm retired. I'm a retired person now. And my coworker asked me, Allison, what are you going to do after you retire? You still healthy and, you know, young, and what are you going to do? How are you going to spend the time for your retired period? Well, I really appreciate I have a church life. And I can pursue more the Lord. I have more time. Before, I entangled, you know, all my work at nighttime, even mid-morning, I work at home. But now I fully come to the Lord more, and I give more room and more time, you know, to the Lord. And I can more participate in the church meeting and all church the activity. It's not outwardly activity, but I can consecrate myself more. You know, every I pretty feel guilty to the saint who clean up the all the either meeting or meeting hall or this. I didn't have any burden over that. But even you know now I'm getting old, in the middle of 60. Now I feel, oh, this is my job. You know, it's now I participate all activity, all the serving, the what church, you know, and the, according to my portion that Lord give me, you know. So I have no, I think I may be busier than before in the Lord. So I feel like, oh, what a blessing. It's busy in the Lord. That is a really blessing. Because when I have enough time, if nothing, I don't have any load, actually, what can I spend with that? You know, the retired people in the world, they enjoy the puzzle and soap opera. You know, all they spend time with those kind of things. Nothing is related to life. So I really appreciate for the Lord bring me here. And also in the church life, another thing that I have to overcome every situation is, you know, between the saints, if I keep the safe distance, just see the saint, say hello, hi, how are you, you know, just a greeting, and then keep the distance, not closer, just, you know, safe distance, and it's never conflict. And we have a good manner between. But it's not real church life, you know. We have no chance to transform. Sometimes we are offended and offend others, or through this, you know, while we are growing in the under the parents' care, we fight, you know, all the siblings, they fight together and they're growing. But they have deeply love one another. Even after growing, they have it more. So I thought, you know, if I keep the safe distance between the saint, you know, not close and not care and just say hello. And even many saints here, some saints I know their face, but I don't know their name. You know, sometimes the sisters or the brothers say something and then I cannot match it. So this is not proper church life to me. So I want to more get into the saint, getting together. But our together, the fellowship together is, it's a common denominator is Christ. Then we can get the fellowship. Otherwise, you know, we can be the clock. So that's all that I enjoyed about the church life this week. Praise the Lord. Amen.